This is the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the South America Debrief by Atlas News, where we delve into the biggest stories of the region and give you an in-depth breakdown and analysis. Starting off, we delve into the recent visit of Peru's Minister of Justice, Eduardo Arana, to El Salvador. This visit aimed to observe the controversial prison system implemented under President Nayib Bukele to combat gang violence. We'll explore the context behind Peru's consideration of this model, the complexities surrounding El Salvador's approach, and the potential implications for Peru. Peru's current prison system faces significant challenges. Overcrowding, deteriorating infrastructure, and poor healthcare conditions plague the facilities. Additionally, the National Institute of Health reports widespread drug use, particularly among young inmates. This situation is further compounded by a recent crackdown on crime in provinces like Pataz and Trujillo, leading to a state of emergency with suspended civil liberties. Seeking solutions to these issues, the Peruvian government is exploring alternative models. Minister Arana's visit to El Salvador signifies a potential shift in Peru's approach to incarceration. El Salvador's system, characterized by large, high-security facilities, has seen a drastic reduction in crime rates. However, it is crucial to examine this model through a critical lens. While Bukele's reforms have undeniably lowered crime rates, they raise significant concerns. Human rights groups criticize the program for enabling human rights abuses and neglecting rehabilitation efforts. The infamous mega-prisons lack rehabilitation programs, essentially condemning inmates to permanent incarceration. Furthermore, the implementation of Bukele's emergency powers raised concerns about press freedom, as journalists faced threats and restrictions for reporting on gang activity. Peru's potential adoption of this model faces numerous obstacles. The economic repercussions of the pandemic leave the country with limited resources for such a significant reform. Additionally, ethical concerns surrounding the potential violation of human rights and the lack of focus on rehabilitation remain significant considerations. Peru's consideration of El Salvador's prison model reflects the nation's struggle to combat rising crime while respecting human rights and promoting rehabilitation. While the effectiveness of El Salvador's approach in reducing crime cannot be ignored, the ethical and human rights implications necessitate careful evaluation. Peru's decision, if it chooses to adopt this model, will likely be met with scrutiny and debate, requiring careful consideration of the potential benefits and drawbacks before implementation. Next, during a recent African Union summit, President Lula made strong statements condemning the ongoing conflict in Gaza. He referred to the situation as unprecedented, tragically drawing a comparison to the Holocaust by stating, "It did when Hitler decided to kill the Jews." This comparison ignited immediate outrage in Israel. Israel's response was swift and decisive. Foreign Minister Israel Katz declared Lula persona non grata, effectively barring him from entering the country until he withdraws his comments and apologizes. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu echoed this sentiment, condemning the comparison as shameful and unacceptable, and accusing it of trivializing the Holocaust. Brazil, in turn, did not back down. They summoned the Israeli ambassador to Brazil for a stern reprimand and reciprocated by recalling their own ambassador to Israel. This tit-for-tat exchange highlights the escalating tensions and the potential for further diplomatic strain. It's crucial to understand the context surrounding this conflict. The Gaza conflict has long been a source of tension, with frequent flare-ups and civilian casualties. This specific incident stemmed from a Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, which Israel responded to with airstrikes. The resulting casualties, particularly among civilians, sparked international criticism, including from Brazil. Lula's remarks, while intended to express condemnation of the Gaza situation, were undoubtedly insensitive due to the Holocaust's historical weight and the delicate nature of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israel understandably saw them as offensive and disrespectful, particularly in light of the complex narrative they already navigate regarding self-defense and civilian casualties. This diplomatic rift could have significant consequences. It might hinder bilateral relations between Brazil and Israel, impacting trade, cooperation on various issues, and potentially influencing other countries in the region. Additionally, it could further complicate the already tense situation in Gaza, potentially fueling anti-Israeli sentiment and impacting peace efforts. The situation between Brazil and Israel highlights the complexities of international diplomacy and the sensitivities surrounding historical tragedies. It's a reminder of the importance of careful communication and nuanced understanding when dealing with sensitive situations. As this situation unfolds, we'll be here to keep you informed and offer further analysis. This has been the South American Debrief by Atlas News.